24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, AcquiLlaFaye. Akilah Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another great episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye. I'm so excited to have you all here for a new season, a new attitude, a new way of going. Yes, yes, and yes, we are starting off with something new now, okay? We are going to be bringing you a show, but we're just going to talk to each other for a minute. Not going to take up a great deal of your time. Just sit back, relax, and unwind. Because right now is your time to what? Relax and transform. Okay? As always, make sure you got a pen and a pad with you. Never know when a jewel's going to get dropped. I want to make sure you can catch it and keep it with you so you can tell someone else about it later. So I'm excited to share with you that we are going into a series. We're going to be studying an awesome book. Whew, man. It's going to hit home for so many of us as adults. We're going to talk about the choices we make in our life and the impacts that it can have. By studying Mr. Robert Greene, The Laws of Human Nature. If you're not familiar with him, maybe you have heard of the 48 Laws of Power. Mm-hmm. Sound familiar? Okay. So he has another book out now called The Laws of Human Nature. And we're going to be looking at one of the chapters that is about human nature after we make a decision in life based on how society has changed. Based on how fast-paced it now is, based on doing things the traditional way or doing things the new way. So it's going to be a very polarized dialogue that we're going to have, okay? Oh, Stephanie just sent a message asking, well, why are we studying Robert Greene? Okay, the short version is people seem so stressed and have so much anxiety that want to make sure we have some solutions out here. It is not normal to be stressed. And with that, we're going to go into some gratitude. Okay? For gratitude on today, you all want to share two quotes with you. Typically, we just go through, I'm grateful, you're grateful. Let's switch it up. Start getting some quotes to keep us focused on gratitude. So here's the first one. When asked, is my cup half full or half empty? My only response is that I am grateful to have a cup. And the second one is, when in gratitude, we will receive more to be thankful for. So what is that really saying? How often do you say, oh, I know I'm positive because I said my cup is half full. And somebody else is like, oh, you negative. You're saying your cup is half empty. But to actually say, when asked the question, is it half full or half empty? To just be grateful to have a cup. When you think about having dishes in the sink, like I know I have, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I gotta wash all these dishes. But you know, as of late, even when my son has to, he's like, man, mommy, I said, you know, let's be grateful that we have the dirty dishes and we have the dishwashing liquid to wash the dishes. And we have the sponge and the rag to wash the dishes. And we have food to put onto the plates and in the bowl and to use the forks and the spoons and the knives for to make the dishes dirty. And when I said that to this 10-year-old child, he started smiling like, wow. And I started smiling like, wow. Because as I said it to him about being grateful that we had that, it just started going into all the things to be grateful for, which goes into that second quote. When we are in gratitude, we will receive more things to be thankful for, because our minds will automatically switch to just going on a tangent of like, oh, wow, this is phenomenal. Oh, man, grateful that I got clothes to wash. Oh, wow, grateful that I got the washing machine and the dryer in the house. Or grateful that there is a laundry room in your apartment complex. Or grateful that the laundromat is open and you have the coins or the car to go and use the laundromat. When you think about your car, the car is getting you where you need to get to, point A to point B, right? Got gas in it, because if you didn't, it couldn't drive you from point A to B, C, and D. Man. You do it every day, so you know your car is reliable. Regardless of if you need repairs, regardless of if it's brand new, you're like, it better be. Just because it's brand new, it's still a machine, it could have broke. You could have not had the money for the gas. You could have not known how to drive. At the same time, you do know how to drive, you do have money for the gas, and your car is getting you where you need to get to. Even if the gas prices are not what you agree with. Mm-hmm. You got the money to get it. We're gonna go into just a silent moment for about 30 seconds. But I want you to think about, what are you grateful for? The things that you normally don't even think about. And I'm going to say this quote for you one more time. When asked, is my cup half full or half empty? My only response is that I am grateful to have a cup. At least there's a cup to pour some liquid into. For the next 30 seconds, take time and think about, what are you grateful for that you now see is something to be grateful for that maybe you didn't before? All right, 10 more seconds. Make sure you write it down.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, AcquiLlaFaye. Akila Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
All right, that's our timer. So you all, told you we're going to this book discussion. Before we do that, we're going to go into our meditation. We're going to listen to a song. And then we're going to come back and get into our discussion on The Laws of Human Nature with Robert Greene. Okay? So for our meditation, you all, please, 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 please. pull over if you're driving, or just focus with us as you're driving. If you're in your office, you know, you can take you a little break, go where you need to go to do what you need to do. And if you're at home, your children are welcome to join for the meditation. I did want to take a moment to explain what exactly meditation is, because some questions have been coming in about, well, what is meditation? Meditation is actually just a time to not just quiet your mind, but really to separate yourself from all the things that go through your mind. So, for example, oftentimes we're always thinking, what do I need to do next? Or some people are stuck in their past and they're thinking, well, what had happened? And most times people are not being present. Hence the reason that even in conversations, people are so ready to reply to what someone says, as opposed to listening and understanding what the person is saying. People will play a guessing game with what someone is saying. Oh, I know what they're about to say. You already answering them before they finish the question. Because the mind is so busy racing. Meditation allows you to stop that. Meditation allows your body to release some tension, to get the circulation. You are in charge of your mind, your body, and your soul. You have to take care of your whole self. Regardless of what your spiritual path is, you can't just say, oh, Jesus is going to take care of your health. No, you also have free will. You can't just say, well, I'm going to pray 7 times to the east. It's going to be good. No, you still have to take care of your health. You can't just say, I'm going to do my Hail Marys. No, you got to take care of your health. You can't just say, I'm going to do a lot and it's just supposed to be all right. No, you got to take care of your health. You still have to take responsibility for you. We have to take responsibility for us, y'all. I mean, for real. Think about how many of us are like, oh, I ain't about to. No. Rewind. We got to take responsibility. Okay? So meditation is a quick way of doing an inventory of yourself, getting back in check, getting back in line, and moving forward. So I'm going to have us do on today, you all. We're going to breathe in our nose and out of our mouth. When we breathe in our nose, we're going to say, I'm grateful to be alive. And when we breathe out, we're just going to allow us to feel that breath flowing out back into the atmosphere. Okay? Now, your hands want to ask you to do something different. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and hold them straight up in the air. And when you breathe into your nose, okay, and say, I'm grateful for life. You can say in your head, all right? As you breathe out your mouth, I want you to act as if your hands are coming together and pushing down towards your lap. If you're sitting and if you're standing, you're going to push them down in front of you, almost like you're scanning your body and put them to your side. Okay? So it's going to be a full motion. It's like you're making a circle. And you're like, oh, yeah, jumping jack. But then your hands touch and you kind of make them flat. Push down. And then you're going to make that circle again. Okay? We're going to breathe in our nose. As we breathe in our nose, hands go up, ready. And what do we say? I am grateful for life. Hold that breath. Hold that breath. Hold that breath. Hold that breath. Exhale out your mouth. Good. 2 more times. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. You got it. Exhale out your mouth. Last time. Inhale. Exhale. Continue breathing and relaxing. We're going to go into the song Calm Shores Has Created, called Misu.
Calm
are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, ACQUILLAFAYE. Akilah Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Grown Folks Talking Live is now available in over 10 countries across the world. Belgium, UK, South Africa, Japan, Canada, Venezuela, Chile, Brazil, Romania, Ireland, and of course, the United States. If you're looking to market your business and go international with our audience averaging over 1.2 million and growing, we will soon be at 2 million per episode, be sure to email akilahfaye@gmail.com. That's ACQUILLAFAYE@gmail.com. And a member of our team will get back to you to discuss the packages and what's best for your company. Woo! Boop, 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 boop. Well, we are back, you all. Yes. Did you enjoy that moment of relaxation and reflection to think about the wonderful things happening in your life? I do have to say I'm so grateful for this show growing in such a what seems like a short period of time, but it's taken time, years, months, dedication, and to see these listeners in all these places across the world, whew, and now to have the opportunity to help other people with marketing their services, becoming a sponsor, or being interviewed on the show is a blessing. But with that, you all, I'm also blessed that we're going to be discussing The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene for the next few weeks. And I'm going to start on page 371 because it talks about how society has changed, which has impacted us. So here we go. In the not so distant past, people's career and life choices were somewhat limited. They would settle into the particular jobs or roles available to them and stay there for decades. Certain older figures, mentors, family members, religious leaders, could offer some direction if needed. But such stability and help is hard to find today. As the world changes ever more quickly, everyone is caught up in the harsh struggle to make it. People have never been so preoccupied with their own needs and agendas. The advice of our parents might be totally antiquated in this new order. Facing this unprecedented state of affairs, we tend to react in one of two ways. Some of us, excited by all the changes, actually embrace the new order. We are young and full of energy, the smorgasbord of opportunities offered by the digital world dazzles us. We can experiment, try many different jobs, have many different relationships and adventures. Commitments to a single career or person feel like unnecessary restrictions on this freedom. Obeying orders and listening to authority figures is old-fashioned. Better to explore, have fun, and be open. A time will come when we will figure out what exactly to do with our lives. In the meantime, maintaining the freedom to do as we wish and go where we please becomes our main motivation. Some of us, however, react the opposite way, frightened of the chaos. We quickly opt for a career that is practical and lucrative, hopefully related to some of our interests, but not necessarily. We settle on an intimate relationship, We may even continue to cling to our parents. What motivates us is to somehow establish the stability that is so hard to find in this world. Both paths, however, tend to lead to some problems further down the road. The laws of human nature. When we think about how fast-paced things are, less than 100 years ago, less than 60 years ago, the encyclopedia's information was updated every 40 to 100 years. Now we live in a time period where information is updated every few seconds. Less than 3 years ago, information was updated every 18 months. Then it exponentially started growing. Think about if you are on social media, how often people are updating, how much info is coming through, just flooding, how many different memes you see. And everybody, based on the algorithm of your pattern, will determine what you see. So some people are seeing a bunch of happy things, motivation, inspiration, videos, laughter. That's what I see on my families. Then I hear some people where they're like, people are always complaining, they sad, they upset, they angry. These are reflections of what you click that you like. You're attracting it to yourself in this fast-paced world because we don't take time to slow down and have a conversation. That's why we come to Grown Folks Talking Live, so you can slow down for a moment. Just slow it down. Remember when people used to get a job and you could just go up the street, fill out the application there, stay there, get a pension plan. 35 years later, you retire. The family says, wow, retirement party. I remember my grandfather had his. They gave him a gold watch. He said, 35 years, I get a gold watch? At least I'm off and they recognize me. He liked the food. So it worked out. I remember my father telling me, who can get you a nice mobile home for $5,000? I said, that do not exist anymore. He thought I was being difficult. Or other people, you know, generations now would tell a different generation, trying to find a stable job and get there doesn't really happen. Now people are hiring based on contracts. They're hiring you based on temp. You know, unless you're in the financial industry, and even then, they still doing contracts and you got to constantly renew, constantly prove yourself. People don't really care anymore about how many jobs you've had in a certain time period. They just care that you come to the job they hire you for. And quite often, people are now becoming entrepreneurs, getting into MLM, and developing multiple streams of income through investments. And some people call it side hustles. An additional business, a hobby where they're making some extra income from. Some people just get married. That's what it was talking about when it said settle into an intimate relationship. And some people just get with a person, just stay there with that person. So there's some form of stability. But there's two mindsets happening right now in this world. One that's hippity hippity hop, and one that's like shh. Neither one is good, neither one is bad. They're just different. And the two mindsets, because often we don't actually sit down, as it said, getting that advice is hard now because people are so caught up in their own needs and agendas. If people used to care about each other, and caring didn't mean that you had to take care of a person. Caring meant you would listen to a person. Caring meant you could have a dialogue with a person. Caring meant there's nothing to debate. It's that person's life. There's nothing to debate. There's nothing to challenge. It's about support, upliftment, understanding, being there for each other. But because of that lack of socialization and interaction, and because the digital world is fast, people now think they go fast. That's how we meditate. That's how we meditate. That's how we take walks. That's why I tell you, make sure you find something for yourself and spend at least 30 minutes to an hour with yourself, doing something just for yourself. Not yourself with somebody, yourself with yourself. Quiet your mind. breathe. Pay attention to your breaths. Stretch. Because it's easy to get caught up in the fastness. It's easy to settle. Like I said, get a job that may or may not even match your interests or what you want to do, but it's stable. Again, neither one is positive and neither is negative. But the key thing is both paths, however, tend to lead to some problems further down the road, meaning no one's going to have a trouble-free life. Nobody. And as we go through, we're going to discuss what those different results are. What they are, okay, and really in depth, really in depth. I would love your feedback. I want you to tell me, what choice did you make? Did you choose to do the hippity hop where you enjoy the exploration, or did you choose to settle so that you could have stability? And how is that impacting you? How does it make you feel every day? Email me, okay? Email me or follow me on IG, actually. Follow me on IG and inbox me. acquillafaye@gmail.com or Akila Faye on IG, okay? And let me know what you're thinking. I definitely appreciate you all for joining on today as we go into Human Nature with Robert Greene and talking about the difference in the world. We're going to be doing this for a while, going through different aspects of it. Okay? So it's going to be me, you, some music, some meditation. We're probably going to switch up the order. Because after we talk about this, we need to woo-sah. So before we leave, we'll end it with the meditation and prayer moving forward. On today, we're going to go ahead and I just say thank you for being here. May your family be blessed. May you be blessed. May you continue to live in gratitude, and may your attitude be one that brings forth honey and sweetness into your life. May you be aware of yourself and those around you, and may all that you want and all that you desire that's for the benefit of the good of the whole be fulfilled. May every listener here be touched in such a way to reflect on yourself, to open up to one person. At least one person as a result of listening. And share and download, share and download. And be sure to check out my page, okay? I love you all. This is Dr. Akila Faye, and we will continue this series. Mwah! Be awesome.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, acquillafaye, Akila Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.